This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here's a thought. The uncertainty of the government shutdown and what it says about how this country runs itself brought onto the global economic stage. The next round of negotiations over the North American Free Trade Agreement officially begins tomorrow in Montreal, the 6th of 7 rounds this one is, so we are getting down to it. And now that there's a deal to get the government back open, the United States is going to have a full roster of negotiators at the talks. Negotiators who will be trying once again to hammer out a trade deal that President Trump has been threatening to abandon from the start. It's no secret that there hasn't been much artful deal-making in Washington of late, and the president has shown himself willing as ever to change his position and then change it again. Which means what for our international trade leverage at those talks in Montreal? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
It's a safe bet that Canada and Mexico haven't missed a move in Washington's shutdown showdown, and the White House and Congress are as divided over NAFTA as they are over everything else. Gary Huffbauer was a trade negotiator in the Carter administration. He says there's a lesson in all that turmoil for our NAFTA partners.
I mean, you might as well just stand your ground and hope that maybe the fluctuations in Washington move back in your direction.
That ground includes minimum requirements for North American content in vehicles, how long a renegotiated trade pact would last, and the NAFTA appeals process. Clayton Allen is an analyst at Height Analytics. He says President Trump's apparent lack of involvement in the weekend shutdown negotiations also didn't go unnoticed.
Maybe this is the sign that the Senate is willing to strike their own deals and to make the best of a situation without needing to look to the White House for leadership.
Allen says Canada and Mexico might try to do an end run around the White House, but one government shutdown does not a new world order make. The U.S. still buys a lot from its NAFTA partners.
We have a $177 billion trade deficit with Mexico and Canada last year.
Lori Wallach heads Public Citizens Global Trade Watch.
Mexico and Canada's exports are disproportionately aimed at the United States.
Even though the talks will run for about a week, negotiators still have to act fast. The final round of talks is scheduled for March. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.